Can I do for you?
John, what was your message to the team out there?
Well, it's just when you have a practice like this, it's the preliminary practice at the beginning of the week, and it's to get everybody on the field and to be able really to talk about team and about responsibility and about take a look around. You know, this is it. There's no 100 guys. There's 10 practice squad guys this year and 53. We have to service each other. We have to help each other get better. That's the whole purpose of this thing. So, but there is a responsibility to each other. And we always talk about unity over self and so on and so forth, team above self. And that's what this was about.
You brought back Craig Dahl, because of the relationship that he was here with Spags the first time around? Or
that was part of it. You know, we looked at him, obviously, on tape and so on and so forth. And you know, the fact that he's played back there, he's a veteran, he knows the system, he can communicate well. He'll have a little bit of a few bumps in the road just to get going, but he'll know what we're doing and he'll get us lined up.
Special teams, too?
And special teams, yeah. I think he had 11 special teams tackles last year.
The two guys you picked up yesterday also, what did you kind of like about the mix and Jackson?
Well, Jackson, a guy that's played the nickel position. He started and played on the outside in Baltimore a year ago. So we thought that that was a good fit for us. And then the big tackle, you know, we, of course, knew about him, discussed him thoroughly when he was coming out. And a couple of years later, he was available. So we thought that this would be a good time to take him and work him. He had been a nose tackle. Don't really think that's what he is, but a three technique, a two eye, a big guy that can move and run. So we were interested.
Obviously, there's been reports that Jason is going to be here today.
I have no idea what, I mean, when Jason comes and he's here, I'll be glad to talk to you about it, but I don't have any information.
Tom, do you need him?
We need a healthy Jason Pierre-Paul, certainly. I mean, he's a guy that would add to our team, provided he's healthy and he can play at the level that he's played at.
How much catching up would he have to do? I mean, based on Spags' defense and everything else.
He's got a lot to catch up with because, in other words, the other thing is I don't know where he is from a conditioning standpoint. You know, how much has he been able to do? So he'll have some time to spend to get ready. I think he'll come quickly through the football part of it. You know, he's had an iPad and he's watched and so on and so forth. So hopefully that part we'll be able to get him up to date on that right away. And of course the other thing is he's coming into a game plan situation. So it's very specific. So he has to learn specifically what his responsibilities are as we get into the regular season rather than the entire playbook. So
I'm clear here, you anticipate conditioning being a little bit bigger issue than the scheme stuff. Or you anticipate that it would be more?
First of all, his health.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
No, do you have an update on Victor Cruz? We didn't see him after.
No, I don't have an update.
He hasn't run though still, as far as you're aware.
He's working in the pool. He does run in the treadmill and underwater, but that's as far as I know. I'm not answering. I don't know anything. When he practices, I'll let you know.
Does he have to be handled differently because of the knee injury on top of the calf injury?
Well, I thought we worked our way pretty much through that, but that could have an effect on what's going on in the other leg, too. You never know about that.
Beeson looks good to go for this week and Sunday?
We're hoping. You know, we got to get him out there again and get him going, but he's excited. We're excited.
Same with Harris.
Harris, yeah. Harris actually looked pretty good today. Hopefully that's behind him. He'd have to practice. He'd have to be comfortable. That's not for you to know. That's for me to know. If he looks good in practice, we'll decide.
Tom, who's your starting right guard?
Right now, it's people are working in and out of there, and I think we're okay with that.
Is Wednesday sort of the first big day of trying to get the game plan in?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, that's the first day. Sure.
What about safety? Have you sort of settled on Cooper as being a
good guy? No, we'll have something to say later in the week, but we'll like to see them all compete again, and then we'll make that call.
Tom, is there something you didn't see from Stevie Brown in a week that?
No, we didn't have as much time as we would like, obviously, and I wish we'd had more time in the preseason to work with him, but we just felt at this time this was the right thing for us to do.
Has it been unsettling to have so many questions like offensive line, safety, going into the first regular season game as a business as usual?
It's pretty normal. If it isn't that, it's something else, you know. So, but I'd like to have definite answers for you in all regards, but sometimes you don't have that. Someone asked that over here. He had 11 tackles last year on special teams.
Has it been harder for you to go about planning this year where you have so many question marks? You have JPP.
No.
Are you able to plan, or you just sort of move on as if it's not going to happen, and if it does, it's sort of
a bonus? There's always a plan. Everything's planned. Everything's in great detail. Sometimes you adjust, but everything is planned. There's nothing.
How do you plan for JPP and move
when we get here, we'll see. We'll see.
Is it fair to think that he's not going to play this weekend?
I'm not saying anything. You know, maybe he comes in, he's in great shape, and the doctors clear him right away. He practices 2 days and he goes and plays. I don't know. I'm not sure about any of that. But I'm not going to rule that out either.
Okay.